What's up, everybody? We're back after, dear Lord, we were on quite a hiatus, a vacation, whatever you want to call it, to the point that we missed some important stuff. Blame Azad, everybody, by the way. That's what I'd blame.
I don't know what I did, but okay.
The rest of us were ready to go, but Azad, it's snowing, my leg hurts. It's something new with him every day.
That's
But
crazy, nah.
we're glad to be here. Everybody's here and healthy. Felice is on vacation. So he won't be
Who
back
was
to talk.
better? Who was
Yeah,
better
right,
than Felice?
exactly. We're freezing to death out here, and he's in nice, warm Dominican Republic. All right, so we got Swish here. We got Jalen, Azar. You already know these guys. There's no new guest speakers. We haven't had any guest speakers in a while. We may need to get one.
Yeah, ever since you know who. Ever since Eric Bledsoe, yeah.
Oh
Oh
man.
man.
But we gonna get a guest speaker suit to spruce it up, hopefully. But for now, it's just us. So we're gonna get started with the most break important news that happened today. First of all, rest in peace to the assistant coach, the Golden State Warriors. Unfortunate accident. I think he had, did Woj say or Sham, someone said he had a sudden heart attack. So rest in peace to him. That's very unfortunate news, and prayers out to his family and the Warriors organization. That's unfortunate. And then on to the second thing that happened today was Pascal Siakam got traded to the Indiana Pacers, which shocked me that they kind of traded him, I guess, in a way, to someone in your conference. But if they're paying the most, it is what it is. What are your thoughts on? I think it was Bruce Brown and 3 first-round picks. I don't remember the protections. I don't know if anybody knows the protections, but there's Bruce Brown, 3 first-round picks. I think the Pelicans also got involved and sent somebody to the Raptors. I don't know what they got in return. I don't think they got much because I think it was Kira Lewis. But regardless, what
Kyra
is your
Lewis,
thoughts? I mean,
yeah.
clearly Indiana's trying to shake things. I mean, you don't make a trade like this if you don't intend to at least try to push for some relevancy in the playoffs. Anybody, whoever wants to go first, I mean.
I guess I'll start.
Yeah,
I
go
was
ahead.
about to say nobody had
No.
thoughts, but all right. All right, let's get it going.
Yeah.
At first I was like kind of confused from Indiana because obviously Pascal is a free agent. But it was reported that he's leaning to resign, or like I forgot what the exact report was, but it was basically saying like he's probably gonna resign with the Pacers. I like the move. I like what Indiana's doing. They're capitalizing on Halliburton's breakout season. I think offensively, obviously this is like a massive move, but their offense was already good. I think defensively, y'all know the phrase that toothpick changes everything.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
I don't think this really does much defensively, for them. I don't think they got good perimeter defenders. That was already an issue for them. It feels like they should trade Buddy Hield too, but I don't know what's going on there. But I think minimum value they gave up, it was worth it because Bruce Brown was a good role player, but at the end of the day, he's a role player. He's not going to do much for you. And so I like it. I think Pascal and Tyrese will work out. I don't know how much two-man action they'll do. I think they'll still be mainly like Turner and Tyrese in that offense. But I think Siakam's going to eat, though. I think this is probably the best spacing he's had in a minute. And I think he's gonna be really good with them, honestly. And at first, I thought it was an L trade, but with him probably resigning, I think it's gonna be a solid trade. Even though I think the Raptors probably still slightly won, just getting 3 first-round picks. But I'd say it's more so even now.
All right, yeah, so it's okay. Well, do you think this changes their playoff hopes, whether whatever round you thought they were getting eliminated, is that changing that?
They might win around depending on who they face, but I'd put like right now in the East, like I'll put Milwaukee, Boston, New York, and I think they're probably that fourth team, right? Am I missing someone? I feel like I'm
Philadelphia, I don't
like
think you
that's
said
it.
Philadelphia.
I
I
Orlando
mean,
Magic. My
anyways,
bad. Whoa,
maybe
what's
the
anyways
Miami Heat.
about?
There was rumors the Miami Heat might get like Terry Rozier. Apparently, if that happens, maybe them, but.
They always getting somebody. I'll wait and see when they get it.
There are always rumors. Yeah, facts. Maybe the Sixers too. Actually, I might be sleeping on them. but
you are sleeping on him.
Definitely not Cleveland. I don't got much hopes for them, but I'd put them over Cleveland.
They've had the number one record in the NBA since their whole roster got injured. Just an interesting fun.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's actually wild. But nah, I don't believe them in the playoffs. I think Indiana could beat them, but I put Milwaukee, Boston, and New York. I think New York with OG is gonna be really good, and then I'd say the Sixers. Oh, that's probably it, though.
So you think it teams. Doesn't change it then their first round exit?
Nah, because they're what are they, six, right? They're like around that six area. So I think in the playoffs, it's like they're gonna match up probably with like one of the Bucks or the Sixers. I mean, they could move up, so actually, it's irrelevant. But it really depends who they face. If they face Milwaukee or 76ers, they don't got a shot. But if they face like Cleveland, maybe Miami, then I'll give them a shot in the first round. But Haliburton's hurt too, isn't he? Like, he's out for like a couple weeks.
A couple more weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got to stay healthy too. But I just think the defense is horrible. Like, that shit is.
They are a game out of fourth, though. Terrible. That's something to keep track of.
They let Kyle Kuzma and Poole combine for like 70 points.
Yeah, they're the worst defense.
You got to pack it up.
Everybody's getting good numbers on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would make more trades, though, if I'm them. Like, maybe trade that. Buddy Hield, I feel like, is never going to get traded. So I don't know about him, but.
Just as you were climbing, Cleveland's up 22-4 against Milwaukee. Giannis is out, but I mean, Cleveland is decimated.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Giannis is out. Anyways. Yeah.
But I mean, Cleveland is decimated.
That team without Giannis is terrible. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. They can't produce any offense, honestly.
Yeah, outside Chris of Wilson, obviously Dame. It's crazy.
he's had some good games, honestly.
He has, but he's just still not the same player. Like, he was like an efficient 20-point per game scorer. Now he's like he's a guy now. Like that's just who he is.
Yeah, just a guy.
Anybody that it changes what you thought about the Pacers in the playoffs? This I guess you could. I mean, I'm gonna call it a blockbuster trade. I mean, it's an all NBA player who got traded, so three first round picks.
Yeah. I mean, honestly. I just like how they showed Tyrese that they're not like afraid to like, you know, just sit there or afraid to make a move. You know, some teams just kind of like sit there and just show hesitance to improve their team. Some teams are just good with like just a playoff appearance. They knew that they could have made the playoffs last year if Tyrese stayed healthy. And they know that they're probably going to make the playoffs this year. Now that Tyrese, you know, has his breakout officially and just not sitting back and just letting the season go to waste or not sitting back and saying, okay, our goal is just to make the playoffs is really a good sign for that team. Honestly, I don't think that Pascal makes them like contenders or anything, but I do think that he raises their ceiling, and which is, you know, the goal at the end of the day is to raise your ceiling. And, you know, they're not sitting back and just thinking, okay, we just got to make the playoffs. Now they're just, you know, getting to that point where, okay, we're in the playoffs now. Now let's try to compete.
I 100% agree. That's such an underrated point that you made is, well, you have a young star player. You could show him two things. You could show him losing or you could show him winning. I kind of look at it perspective. If you look at like Carl Anthony Towns, he pretty much like developed in, you know, stinky losing teams. Mm-hmm. And I feel like bad habits develop when you see playoff disasters. I think a lot of that also has to do with, well, you don't see a postseason until you're year four or something. And then the only time you see the playoffs is against who was it? It was the Rockets, his first time. It was like the record breaking Rockets MVP Harden. And then you're with what a terrible team. I wouldn't say they're a terrible, but you get my point. Like the dynamic was terrible. People didn't really like each other, however you want to put it. But now Haliburton, how many years is it now in Indiana? This is the second season, right? He's starting the second season. So off the bat, right?
This is his third.
Wait, already his third year? Dang. He was drafted in 2021 season. But yeah, no, I'm tweaking. This is third year.
2020, my bad. Yeah.
I don't think they made the playoffs with them, so this would be the first time. I mean, they're one game, as I said, out of four seed, so they're right there to host, you know, a whole playoff series. And I don't know the last time Indiana has done that. Maybe since the Paul George trade, they haven't done that. I mean, the closest they've been, I think, is Oladipo, the Oladipo days to host.
Yeah, I think that was a 4-5 matchup, wasn't it?
Well,
I
guess LeBron, this is his fourth year. He's in a fourth year right now.
Oh, his fourth? Yeah.
Yeah, he was drafted 2020.
And Hallie has never seen the playoffs because obviously with Sacramento, he didn't, you know, make the playoffs. So I think it means a lot to him as a player. And obviously, I think Pascal said, I don't know why people sleep on him. I mean, such a great addition. First of all, they lack defense. I mean, well, now you just added a very plus defender. Whatever your thoughts on are the capabilities of him now versus a couple years prior during the title run. Well, he's still.
You think Pascal will make that much of a difference, though?
He won't. But I mean, I think at the end of games, a critical situation, he'll make a massive difference because now you got a 6'9", 6'10", athletic wing defending out there. Who the hell would they have defending him any other time? I can't think of anybody in Indiana who's even half the defender Pascal is.
Who were they starting at the four?
Obi Toppin? I think it was. With the injuries.
He's a better defender than Obi Toppin. That's an upgrade.
No, he is, but I'm saying, like, their perimeter defense is still bad. Like, he doesn't
think... I don't think it's changing that. I'm saying in critical situations, though, where you know a play probably going to go to one guy. I think that's where he's going to help significantly. And obviously, offensively, they're already the number one offense in the NBA by, like, 2 points, which is pretty significant. He's only going to improve that because now Obi Toppin obviously has been phenomenal offensively for them this year. Now you're adding somebody who could play mate. Now, obviously, shooting isn't all the way there, but well, now when you can surround him with everybody spacing, you go isolate and play his way while also making the right reads, right passes. It's only going to make life easier for everybody around him. And then I suspect, I don't know how much he's averaging this year. Obviously, he's been sharing duties much more this season than previous years, but I think that he could get into the 26, 27, 28 point range just in his time with Indiana, not the whole year, obviously, but just in this time frame with the Pacers. I think he could get close to that average because he's pretty much, especially with Halley's out and they play, for example, his first matchup tomorrow, he gets to play the Kings' terrible defense. Around him.
He's not playing.
He should play.
I heard a tweet. They said he's not be able to play till like Friday or something.
Damn, medicals must be taking a long time. But all right. So whatever the next game is, but you get my point, he's going to have freedom.
He's coming from Canada. He's come from
what the hell does that change? Indiana's not that far, I don't think.
Maybe it's medical then.
This is a guy on a private jet. Who cares where he's coming from? You telling me he can't arrive in 48 hours?
I mean, it took James Harden, what, two games to play with the Clippers? He missed two games. So about
he had to get in shape, though. That's the thing.
That's true.
It is acclimation period.
And Siakam has been playing, so it's not like he's not game ready.
So you want him playing tomorrow, like right away, like tomorrow?
I would have played him till. I mean, you're one game out of the fourth seed, and you got a defense that Pascal will significantly help against. And then obviously, you can have him guard Fox down the stretch or whatever if needed. Obviously, I'm not going to say he's going to lock him down, but again, rather have him than T.J. McConnell or whoever else they put on Matthew. Whoever they decide, typically is Neesmith, I think, who guards there. Is that how you say his name? Yeah, I think I'm right.
Aaron Neesmith?
Yeah, that's typically who guards the best player, but I mean, he's solid, but he's not no Siakam. Let me put it that way.
I'm not sure why they don't play Jairus Walker. They just drafted him in the first round.
They're taking time with him. I mean, I'm not necessarily against it, but yeah, they're taking time with him. But I like it. I like the trade a lot for India. They only lost, and yeah, whatever picks is cool and all, but they only lost a role player in his place. Yeah. So they significantly improved. In my humble opinion, I think they significantly improve, and they're gonna look. I think they can get the fourth seed if Haliburton can come soon enough. They're gonna like clamp down and get that fourth seed. I think in the Eastern Conference, minus Miami making a major trade, but I think they could. New York obviously is in the fight. There's a lot of teams in the fight, but I in the Eastern Conference, like how many teams have a better 1-2 punch? Like five of them.
That's a lot.
I mean, five.
But for Indiana, everybody had a better 1-2 punch than them. They didn't have a two like that.
Yeah, Miles Turner's the second best player. So
right, but not anymore. So I'll say, obviously Milwaukee. That's obvious. Boston's obvious. New York.
Maybe New York with Randle and
I don't know, man. The thing is, I don't think Randle's better than Siakam though.
It's close though. I think Brunson's
the same tier.
Brunson and Haliburton been playing around the same level this season. So you could call that one a wash.
And I think Knicks, they're better defensively, and they're a better team. I think the Knicks would beat the Pacers in the series because I trust them defensively, and offensively, they'll be good enough. So I think Knicks are better.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah, I agree with you. World, I think Miami obviously has a better 1-2 punch. Cleveland has a better 1-2 punch. That's about it. I can't. Maybe I'm forgetting a team, but I think that's about it that I'm certain of. So that makes it four teams. Philadelphia.
They got Garland Mitchell, right? Garland's been hurt, though.
But he'll be back, I mean, in the playoffs. By the time the playoffs start, hopefully. I'm assuming health for everybody. I think Indiana, if they play Cleveland, I think they could sneak a win. Maybe. Obviously, their defense is so poor. I don't know if they could kind of do what the Knicks did to them, frustrate them like that. And I think if they could sneak into a four seed and maybe get a favorable fifth seed, there is no favorable fifth seed for them just because their defense is so poor. Kind of kills a favorable matchup, but and now how many teams can guard them though in a playoff setting? Because their offense is for real. So, we'll see. I mean, I have to see how Siakam plays on the court first, but I love it. I've seen a lot of people hating on it, but I think that's an A+ trade for both sides. I don't think it's a negative trade for Toronto either. I think Toronto getting 3 first-round picks for someone who's only gonna stay on your team for 5 more months, and a nice role player that you could then trade for something else. A+ for Toronto too. I'm giving it A+ and A+.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I think it's a good trade for both teams because the Pacers, they're gonna get better offensively because you're just replacing Bruce Brown with Siakam, so Siakam's gonna elevate their offense. So I think they're gonna be a top 5 seed at least if Tyrese gets healthy. So it's a good trade for both teams.
Yes, sir. Swish. All right. Move onwards trade. We'll kind of keep this one short because you've already seen kind of how it plays out. But New York, obviously, as everybody knows, they traded for OG. You could have your thoughts on that trade. Once again, I'm more so on the Raptors side. I thought the Raptors wanted to trade more so. Getting 2 young pieces, especially I'm a big believer quickly, obviously. Again, OG was just, he's gone in like 5 months from their team. He's expiring as well, I think.
OG?
So, yeah, OG was an expiring. So I think they got a great return for one guy who's about to leave. They gave away, I mean, Precious Achiuwa. Like, that really, that don't...
Terrible player.
Yeah, so no one really cares. Obviously, OG, big loss. But, I mean, it's not like the Raptors are looking at postseason, so I don't see why they would really care. And then for New York, obviously your starting lineup looks polished, but then you lose a big bench piece that you don't get back. So I don't know how I feel about it for the Knicks. What y'all think? I don't know. I'm kind of 50-50 feeling with the Knicks. What y'all think?
I feel like I didn't think they would give up both quickly and Barrett. I was kind of surprised, but it kind of helps their team because RJ didn't fit with Randle and Brunson. OG fits with Randle and Brunson. So I feel like it fits with the starters, and they're still good offensively. So I'll give the Raptors won the trade, but the Knicks, it was a good trade for them. That's why I think. Because OG fits better with Randle and Brunson at the end of the day than RJ Barrett did.
I agree with that. What do you think about, because Quigley's also gone, and he kind of led the bench offense. What do you think about that?
That is true. I just feel like who's been playing backup for them? I don't know. I haven't paid attention to their bench. I don't know.
When I watched the first game, I caught it twice. Who does come off the bench?
Is it McBride? I don't know.
No.
McBride's a backup point guard. Yeah. He's been pretty good. Yeah.
They just stagger Randle and I guess Brunson to make up for it. So if Randle is on,
but
vice versa.
And like it wasn't quickly a free agent this year, anyway. So then they say
he was. So it was the same situation as well. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a decent trade for the Knicks, but I think Raptors won
for sure. I think it's a win-win, honestly. Like OG, like I feel like the Knicks finally have that 3-and-D player that they've been kind of searching for. Like they plugged in like Josh Hart and all these players at the three. But they obviously just never work out. OG's like the perfect guy. And that in their offense. So I mean he's shooting like what 40% with the Knicks.
Yeah.
From three, yeah. So and obviously his defense is always gonna be nice, right? So I'm gonna say it's a win-win. I mean RJ had a good start with the stint with the Raptors. I think he's kind of cooled off, but he's been good overall and same with IQ. So yeah, it's dead ass like a win-win. Like I don't think he's a winner. Unless one of them leaves in free agency, but I don't know if I see that happening low key because how old is Quickly? He's like still really young, right?
He's young. I don't know how old he is.
He's like 24.
Yeah, so I don't know why Toronto would let him go or trade him. Plus, he's a Kentucky guard. So that's like, that shit never like fails. Like, if you draft a Kentucky guard, that's just like, I think like 99% that play will hit. So now he's solid. I think RJ is solid too. But I think the Knicks slightly won it just because I think they'll have postseason success with OG.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But at the same time, I applaud the Raptors for finally letting go of that group that they won the championship with. They should have done it a few years ago, honestly. But it was obvious, like, after Kawhi left that they probably weren't going to win anything. But you know, the group when they lost VanVleet still had Lowry, still had OG and Pascal, obviously. I think letting go of that and getting a good haul back for them in terms of players and picks is important for the next to take the next steps as like a franchise. Because if you're still like hoping to try to get a player, like try to look for a player like how they looked for Dame in the offseason or how they always trying to trade for like one player. It was never going to be one player that gets that group over the top. I don't think that their group was good enough to win another championship with anybody leading the charge. So I'm just glad, happy that they took the initiative to finally stop that vicious cycle of being not good enough to contend but good enough to make the playoffs. And I think a lot of teams are too content with that mediocrity, but Masai Ujiri is probably one of the better GMs in the NBA, so I know he wasn't going to like just sit there and let that cycle continue.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes you just got to move on when something's over. It was something special, but the moment Kawhi left, I think it was kind of over at that point, and they weren't able to kind of replace that level of star. But I mean, hey, I mean, you get a
chance. They had a good season after he left.
Yeah, but they got eliminated second round too against Boston, right?
Yeah, they lost to Boston in seven.
Yeah, it was a close one. It's not like they got, yeah. But, I mean, again, at the end of the day, like, I did not necessarily mean they should have blew it up at that point, but I'm saying, like, you kind of knew when you lose Kawhi Leonard and you really didn't replace him with anybody of the same cat, you're not going to be the same team. So
I think after last season, they should have. I blew it.
Yeah. I mean, but they got a lot. I mean, I'm shocked that they even got three first for sale. I never thought they would have got that much for him.
I mean, Pascal's a really good player. So, I mean, I'm not shocked that they got three first because he was either give them the draft capital or give them like Bendick Mathurin, which they didn't want to include into the trade, which I understand. So, I'm not surprised.
Bro, they're asking price.
Yeah.
I meant the contract more so than like Siakam as a player.
Yeah, I think the main thing with Siakam that stopped a lot of teams from like trading for him was, is he going to be signed with us? And if he doesn't sign with us, we'd have to give him a max contract, which I think Siakam is worth. I think Pascal has proved his worth to a team. But it's just like, what team needs that kind of talent to try to put them over? I mean, I like what the Kings were trying to do, were trying to get him. They need a center. Even though he plays more power forward, they need somebody alongside Sabonis down low. So I like what they were trying to do getting him. And the Pacers were in a good spot to get him and a good spot to re-sign him. And they needed another star next to their star player, which is hard to get when you're a small market like Indiana. So you're probably not going to get one in free agency. So I think trading for one was their best bet.
Yes, 100%. I know I see some Pacer fan. Was, I don't know if it's a Pacer fan. Someone started this crazy theory. It's not going to happen. But like something about Paul George ain't re-signed because he coming home.
Yeah, there was a rumor like
that's not going to happen.
I think a couple days ago, like they might they want Paul George. Like, yeah, bro, I want Kawhi Leonard on my team. The fuck?
Yeah.
Kawhi re-signing kind of ended that. I mean,
that's not, yeah, that's
him
not.
Him re-signing for less money definitely ended any chance of.
That's Mike Tomlin, AB. That's not happening.
But I mean, I don't blame. I mean, I'd want to be a bit deluded. You know the legendary star coming back home and helping you win a title. But
it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't think Indiana booed Paul George when he came back. Like, I think that kind of rubs you the wrong way, especially what you did for that franchise. This man broke a leg, bro, and came back for them. Like,
he did kind of force his way out, but I mean, I get it. It's like, you know.
I would say if you force your way out, you're going to be hated.
Yeah, I'm not mad at them for booing. Like, same thing with, like, Spurs fans booing Kawhi. I mean, I get that he won them a championship, but at the same time, it's like he did kind of, like, force his way out, like, try to force his way out and try to go to a place where you wouldn't get as many assets as you would if, you know, as when they traded him to the Raptors.
Exactly, you know.
That sounds like what happened with Dame, okay.
I mean, yeah, Dame, I mean, if I was a Portland fan, I'm not booing Dame, but the way he tried to bitch his way to Miami would rub me a little bit of the wrong way. But at the same time, it's like, he didn't win a shit, and he's not going to, I mean, we weren't going to win anything with him, so it's like, do what you got to do.
I don't know if Dame is the same. Dame was there much longer than PG was in Indiana, so.
Dame is basically Portland. Like, he was like, he's probably like, the best player, I would say him and Clyde are the two best players in that franchise.
Specs
so,
a bonus?
I think that's a little different. You said who?
Specs a bonus?
Oh, that. I think Dame is second comfortably.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not even about. I don't. I obviously, he's not coming back anyway. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, you're not going to leave LA for no Indiana when LA's better anyway. So. Yeah. I think the convo is just kind of mute. But I got two questions because I want to get to Utah Jazz as well, who's been phenomenal. I mean, they've been stunning lately. But I got two major questions to post to you guys. If you guys are GMs, we'll talk more trade stuff. I mean, the deadline is in 3 weeks. We'll get to that stuff more. But if you're a GM, I'm specifically talking about Rob Pelinka and specifically talking about LeBron situation. And then to a lesser extent, if I'm Golden State with Steph Curry, all right? Golden State, I think right now is 12th seed in the West or something, 13 or 12. Lakers are 11. So both teams are out of the play-in, technically. So they wouldn't even be able to compete for the playoffs. As of now, obviously, things can change, and I'm sure things will. But do you, especially for Los Angeles, let's start with that. Would you consider trading LeBron James and getting yourself a nice little haul back? Considering that he could just leave and play with Bronny in the summer and opt out. Especially if you're not going to, like, contend, you know what I mean? If you're not really competing this season. I would understand if they're, like, a top three seed or something.
What is Bronny's, like, projection right now?
He's low first round or high or second round, but I'm sure some team...
You think a team might reach? You think exactly, a team might to reach get LeBron. Just to get LeBron?
Exactly. Like, let me say, like a team slides in the standings, whether it's in the East... or the West, like Miami. Let's say Miami stays eighth or something by some, I don't know. I'm just throwing a team out. Don't get on me. And let's say they come and they know they got a nice team and they're like, well, we got pick 16. Let's take Bronny very high here, even though we typically wouldn't. So Bron could come sign with us and Bron could compete with the title and play with the Sun. What do y'all think about that?
I would do that if I was another team. I would definitely do that.
So as the Lakers, would you consider that as a real possibility? And get something back for LeBron, or would you just, is LeBron, we don't want to be the team to trade him for the first time ever. We're just going to keep him even if he leaves for nothing. What would you do there if you're Rob Pelinka?
I mean, it's definitely a balance. It's like, out of respect for LeBron, he brought you your only championship in the last, like, 15 years, something like that. No, not 15.
13.
It's been 13 years. Yeah, it's around there.
Wow, what a drought.
But I mean, it's like, yeah, I was going to say, but it's just a loyalty and respect thing. You got to let him choose where he goes. I mean, obviously, he would try to go to the team that drafts Bronny, but depending on like what kind of contract he wants, he might just do a sign and trade anyways and then have that team that drafts Bronny trade like some salary cap to, or it's like, players to the Lakers. Say Bronny goes to the Cavs, right? And LeBron wants to go back to the Cavs. You would try to get like Jared Allen from the Cavs, Jared Allen and maybe Darius Garland from the Cavs, and just have them rock with Mitchell, Mobley and LeBron. But either way, it's just like it's out of respect for LeBron, what LeBron did for your franchise. You just let him, you let it, you either let him go or sign and trade him to exactly where he wants to go.
What are you talking about?
My thing is, would you ask Cleveland? But if I'm Cleveland, would I even bother trading like Allen and Garland
Because
for
you know you're getting
LeBron?
LeBron either way.
Because the thing is, like, it's one thing to like just sign LeBron, right? But I don't know if I'm willing to give away two
I'm not
big,
doing that.
right, for
Yeah, I'm not
LeBron for
doing
1 year.
that.
Because LeBron's only probably one season, right? I think maybe he plays 1 year and dips.
We
Are
are
you
not
willing
gonna
to
play
do
around with
1 year
LeBron.
of LeBron for that? Because if you get LeBron, like if you get him in February, that's 1.5 years, so you get two chances. I can understand that. Well, I mean, actually, I'm BSing, but I'm saying like specifically for a team in the offseason, I don't think teams are going to trade anything significant for LeBron, especially if it's only for one season. The only scenario I see a team picking Bronny early is if LeBron is a free agent, like he opts out. But I mean, he opted into $51 million. That's a lot of money, and that's only like people in the Supermax essentially that you could probably match with that. Are you trading your Supermax star for LeBron for 1 year of LeBron?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Why would you do that?
Well, you missed the switch,
Especially
but
because
I was posing a question. Go ahead,
I don't
Aza,
think
please.
Cleveland even competes with LeBron, Mobley, and Mitchell. I mean, that's a team obviously
You don't think they compete? What do you
that'll go
mean?
far, but that's not a. I don't think that'll win the title or nothing, right?
That's not moving you?
Well, he's already asked you a question, buddy.
Oh, what did he say? I didn't hear what he said.
I said that's not moving you.
No, that's not moving me. Nah, I'm sorry.
My
Especially because
switch, you missed it.
LeBron.
You're a Lakers fan. I said if you're the
That's
Lakers
cap.
GM,
That's cap. You pull LeBron with D. Mitchell and
th
Mobley,
that's
and
not
you
the
still
point,
got
switch.
Allen.
That's not the important point of the discussion. I'm saying, switch, if you're the
You know
Lakers GM, switch,
something?
right? Yeah, you missed it. But if you're the Lakers, did you hear what we were saying or did you miss it?
No, I didn't hear the first part.
So if you're the Lakers GM, all right, and you know that LeBron may opt out and go to
And
another team
listen
to
to
play
what
with
that fat
Bronny.
nigga said. That's all I'm gonna say. That fast nigga lies all the time about the Lakers. Don't listen to what he says.
Who are you talking about?
What are you
Brian
talking about?
Windhorst.
Oh,
Brian Windhorst.
Windhorst. That reporter.
I'm not talking about Windhorst here. I'm talking about what everybody knows, right? That LeBron is interested in playing with the Sun. I think that's just not a secret. All right.
Yeah, I know.
So you agree with that? Bron would probably want to play with the Sun. Do you agree with that, Swish?
Yes.
Okay. So knowing
You gotta
that,
think about it.
would you, if you're the Lakers GM, if you know because right now you guys are 11th, right? You guys are 11th or 12th. I don't know
Yeah.
exactly which one. If you guys don't make any major trades, let's say you can't get somebody that you think you contend with, like you're not willing to, is either too much or you just can't. Do you
Yeah.
then decide at the deadline, listen, LeBron, we love you. You've done a lot for us. Give us a list of teams you want to go to. We want to get some for you because you're gonna leave us anyway. Maybe like because if the Lakers don't draft LeBron, I mean, Lakers don't draft Bronny. They probably ain't gonna keep LeBron. But now the question for the Lakers is, if you miss the playoffs, why would you use a lottery pick on Bronny? But what's your thoughts? Should the Lakers consider? My question is, if you're still like 3 weeks from now, if you're still terrible and you're still 12th and 11th and you're below 500, and you can't make a big trade shake, do you consider trading LeBron because he may leave to play with Bronny?
No, I do not consider that. Because if you're considering that, you might as well trade 80. You might as well trade 80 with him then.
Well,
Because 80 will
that
not want to stay on the team
AD is a
with
different convo because
LeBron.
AD has 5 years left on his deal. That's a different convo.
No, this nigga's in the man of trade, bro. He's not gonna play with these niggas if LeBron gets traded. That's all I'm saying. And then
But AD has 4 years left on his deal. They could trade him some other time. There's really no, there's it's not pressing to trade AD now.
I know
You don't
all
have
I'm
to trade AD
saying
now.
is, yeah, I know all I'm saying is, why would they do that? Because first of
Well, I just
all,
gave you my
we
reasons. What's your thought on it?
because like last year we were like 10 seed, 11 seed in February, and we ended the season in the conference finals. So the season's never over unless you're officially eliminated. That's the first thing. Second thing, you don't have to do that because like LeBron probably wouldn't want that to happen. He would not want to get traded. He would want to finish the season off. Why would he want to get traded? mid-season. So I
No,
don't
I'm
see
not talking
Warriors
about if
like.
LeBron wants to get traded. No, I'm saying because LeBron doesn't have a no trade clause technically. I'm saying if you're the Lakers, if you come to LeBron and ask him, give us some teams you'd like to play with, and he gives you a list of teams, are you willing to make the call if things don't change? I'm saying now, obviously, if you guys go on a win streak or something, that's a different story. I'm saying if things don't change.
That's like the worst case scenario, then probably yes. If it's like we're like really bad, like we're not going nowhere, not improving, then I see your return.
Okay. All right. Now
But
on to
that's not happening anyway. So that we're gonna pick it up. So I'm not worried about
All right. So how about then now the
don't
second
know about
question?
that.
Oh, go ahead,
You
Aza.
don't
know about that, but we'll see.
know that. You'll see. It happened last year.
I
You'll
don't
see. You'll
think.
see.
Are you saying what trades? Or are you saying just with the team right
I
now?
think we'll make a trade, like
All
Jonathan
right. Well,
Murray.
if y'all make a trade, then yeah, but I don't see. Keeping this roster, I don't see that happening.
I know D-Lo's gone. I already know.
Who are you replacing him with?
Murray and the Hawks.
I could see that low key. I think DeJounte is gonna get traded, but
Think he's gonna get traded. It's kind of bound to happen, but we don't know what team.
I could see LA, but I don't know. His value is kind of like not that great right now, so.
I know he doesn't stand defender no more, but he still help us defend.
Now he's a good defender. He's like obviously not like what he was in San Antonio, but
Like
he's still really good.
Levine will be decent, but I'll probably go Murray before Levine.
Yeah, I'd rather have
We'll
Murray.
get to more fixes as the deadline comes up, or if a trade happens, we'll discuss it. I'm saying also if you're Golden State, you're posed with the same exact question. Your stars are washed. Draymond is still great defensively, obviously. Klay Thompson's
Now
not the
that's a
same
different
player.
combo. Now
Curry
that's a different
is still
combo.
good, but I mean, if you're Golden State, you're already 12 seed. You just lost to Memphis, being led by GG Jackson and Jaren Jackson. I mean, they're missing 9 guys or something. Do you consider if February again, 3 weeks away? You're already a low seed. Curry, we love you, man. You've done everything for this franchise. Give us the list of teams, and you tell Draymond the same thing because they could get like a crazy ton for both of them. Do you do that if your goal is saying just restart the rebuild, or do you say no, we're gonna ride it with Curry to the end?
I would consider it
Okay, you would consider it. How
because
about the rest of you?
that's tough. You saying to just trade Curry
And Draymond. No, and Draymond, because Draymond
and Draymond?
can get you a healthy amount too.
If they'll trade Curry, they'll trade like all three of them, basically.
Well, Klay ain't going nowhere. I mean, nobody wants him.
Klay's gonna walk. I've said this before the
Yeah.
season, like he's gonna walk in free agency.
He's walking because nobody's trading for him. He's too much money right now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's walking. I don't think he's gonna stay. So you got Draymond, you got Steph. I think you gotta package those two because again, I don't know. Maybe there's a team that trades for Draymond, but I think most likely
You
you
can't
gotta
package
package
those two.
Steph.
That's like 90 million or 80 million in cap. I
Oh,
don't
because
know.
what is Dray? I forgot Draymond got paid, right?
Yeah, so let's just check their contracts
Yeah,
really
never
quick.
mind. So that'll be hard to trade him then, just by himself.
I mean, obviously, it'd be individually. That was my mindset. Because Draymond right now is making 25 million. Sorry, I'm tweaking. He's making 22 million this season. And Curry, I think, is making in the
What
50s.
team has the assets to get Steph Curry? That's first.
Oklahoma.
OKC, yeah, you can package. Like, who would you package it up?
Who are you
The
packaging?
Pelicans. The Pelicans.
No, who
That
are
would be
you packaging?
what? Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. Who else? Every pick you
So
have. Jordan Hawkins.
if
Jordan
you were,
Hawkins.
I don't know how the money would work. Probably, like, you probably have to add in
51
like
million. I don't know how that. We'd have to look deeper at that, but
CJ
I'm just looking
McCollum,
at teams with
maybe.
other picks,
Yeah.
um.
So would y'all? So if you're OKC and you get Curry, would you trade either Chet Williams or, well, not Shy, but Chet or Williams?
Williams, I'll be willing to part with Williams probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay Chet. I wouldn't give Chet up
They need
for
Chet because a
Steph.
position I need, but Williams, I'll be willing to.
You said you would or you wouldn't?
I would not.
Yeah,
Not for
I'll
Chet,
say that.
Williams though. Williams,
I would give up Jalen Williams. I'd package Jalen Josh. Shit, the other Jalen Williams. I mean, they have a lot of good players.
Bro.
I'll give Dort.
Blue
I'll give
Dort.
him up a lot, but just not Shea and Chet.
I would want to keep Dort, but I'll give him Jalen Williams and Josh Giddey. I mean, those are two young prospects. I mean, and I'm gonna give you like 10 first round picks. How much they have?
Bro,
Like 18?
Thunderfan.
They have 18 or some crazy
Josh
number?
Giddey and Draymond would be
Oh, Utah
hilarious.
too. Even though
That
I don't know if you. I mean, Utah is probably better than living in Oklahoma, but Utah's another team with like 50 first round picks. It's and
Yeah, that's
they
another
have
thing.
some
You
good
think
picks.
Steph would want to go live in
Well,
Oklahoma?
the thing is, they would ask Steph, obviously. I don't think they're gonna do Steph dirty, right? They're gonna ask Steph where you
Nah,
want to play.
he's gonna say his preferences. So I think he might just handicap the franchise.
It would have to be somewhere he
Definitely.
wants to go, but I mean,
Charlotte, maybe he's always said he wanted to play.
hell, be serious, bro. He might as well
Hell
build his
no. He
career in
said
Golden State.
his dad's the announcer in Charlotte, so he's
I mean, at
going to
that
the
point, what's
announcer.
the point of trading him? If what? Well, first of all, what's the point of Charlotte trading for him?
I don't know. Hoops.
Why the hell would you end your end
Boost
all your future hoops?
the attendance rate. I don't know.
Well, this guy. Ain't nobody wants to see Boosie swag surfing in the crowd, man. Listen, he's gonna go to a team that has a chance of winning. Let's be honest. It's gonna be some team that
Yeah.
could win. Now, I don't know what team that is, but it's gonna be a team that could give you something nice back. Draymond, same thing, and then you could rebuild, is my point. But again, anybody who differs from that, anybody's like, nah, you gotta let Curry rock until the end and just try to make it work.
It's kind
People
of
don't
off.
think it's
Yeah.
not.
It's just
So.
hard to see him leave. I feel like he's like one of those players that like will stay with one franchise their entire career, but I think
But
crazy things has happened, so I don't know.
it's come to an end. That's what I'm gonna say. That dynasty is over.
That's been over. Well, I think
Mean,
another team, I
they won
mean,
already 2 years ago, so I wouldn't say that, but
what about, I mean, I was about to say
it's
Dallas. Dallas has no assets. I would not do that.
there we have
I'm thinking of
Kyrie.
big markets. What's like the big market team that has the most assets?
I don't think it's
Do the Nets
Miami,
have
I guess.
assets?
Does Miami have all their picks?
I think so. I mean, they haven't.
What about the Nets?
The Nets, yeah, they could trade like Mikal.
Brooklyn has all of Phoenix picks, I guess.
Yeah,
I
they
mean,
could trade like
Brooklyn, I
Phoenix's picks, but
don't think Brooklyn is interested. I mean, okay, I shouldn't lie. I mean, it's Steph Curry, but. I mean, would Steph Curry be interested in going to Brooklyn? I mean,
there's no one to team up like in Brooklyn. Like, I feel like if you were to leave, you would have to like team up with another star.
I just remember New York has all of their picks, and even more. I think they have more than just their picks.
So what about like Randall or that'll be a small backcourt, but you can go with
I
like
mean, Orlando is not a big market, but it's a nice area to live in, and they got the assets.
that's not bad. He wouldn't mind living there, Orlando.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to get my brain working. I mean, because he's not gold. Boss is not happening.
Hey, rewrite the history of taking what's his name over Steph. Or no, what's his name? Y'all pass on Steph or y'all just missed
We
on Steph?
pass on him twice. Johnny Flynn and Rick
For
Rubio.
Johnny Flynn, yeah, I was gonna say what's his name? I was
This
saying
guy
rewrite
bringing up bad
history.
memories. This guy bringing up bad memories. I mean, we don't have picks though. What would we give him? We give him Cat and Jaden, but that's about it. We don't have picks though to give him.
Hey, trade and
Hell no. Oh, hell no. They do that
DeAndre.
shit. I'll meet them at Target Center. I'm booing Curry, matter of fact. Yeah, kick out. I mean, Jaden and Cat isn't bad, but again, you need picks if you're rebuilding. I mean, that's kind of what you want, right? But I guess Golden State could then
Yeah.
turn around and you could do trade Cat to New York. Because New York, I don't know, they would love Cat and get like three first round picks from New York, I guess. But is that enough for Curry? I think
It
Minnesota
might
can
be
give
a
you
three-way
one.
then.
Yeah, Minnesota can give you one pick. They give you Jaden McDaniels, obviously young, and I guess you could say he's at that value. And then I guess if you reroute Cat to New York, you could get three. So I guess you get four first round picks in Jaden. Is that worth Curry? Or and whatever else you get from New York, is that worth Steph Curry? Whatever young guy you can get from New York?
You said Jaden and who, Kat?
Well, no, Cat, let's say in this type, Cat goes to New York. And I don't know what New York wants him. So They would probably have to trade three first and something else. I don't know what young player they got that would be enticing. And then you give him Jaden, and then whatever New York gives you to make the money match, obviously. And so now you have four first-round picks. You have Jaden McDaniels, and then whatever else New York gives you. Is that enticing enough to get off Curry? And that's assuming Curry even's interested in Minnesota. And that's assuming Minnesota's also interested in making a massive trade like that.
That might be around enough. I don't know. Honestly, I would think about it. Honestly, I'd have to add some picks in it, but I mean, I don't know. Honestly, you can't really think about trades like for players like that, for Curry and LeBron. There's just certain players that you just dead can't think about trades, like the value. Because, like, look at like a trade like Rudy Gobert or Paul George, players that are two tiers below a Steph Curry and LeBron type player. Look at what they got in return versus what you could think of if you get Curry. And even though Curry and LeBron are old, they probably have like a year or two left in the league, it's still Curry and LeBron. That's still a franchise changing player. So you would have to give up so much that the trade doesn't even seem enticing anymore. Because once you give up all those players and picks,
it ain't look like
it's now you have to get players and picks to build around Curry and LeBron. So
right. I mean, but KD, would you say KD's in that level? And KD got even less than Rudy Gobert did, you could say. I mean, I don't know if it's less, but comparable, I guess. Yeah. Or Donovan Mitchell. I mean, Donovan Mitchell package was more expensive than what Brooklyn gave away for KD. Because they gave away all NBA player. And Lauri Markkanen, essentially. They gave away Colin Sexton, a good starter. And
well, you didn't know Lauri Markkanen was.
I mean, but when
you didn't know Lauri Markkanen was.
But that ended up becoming, right? It did end up becoming that.
Yeah, but you got to talk about, like, initial value when you trade a player. It's like Lauri Markkanen was a really good player that was
playing. I mean, but that's unfair. Then the Clippers trade doesn't look as bad if you view it that way. Because Shea wasn't, nobody ever thought he was going to be MVP caliber.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a win-win trade.
But everybody grades it on the fact of what Shea has become, right? It's the same way that you always look at, for example, draft picks, anything like that. You look at, not at the moment, you look at what they become because that's what you missed out on, right? That's what the trade
did. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying, like, Lauri was, like, a rare case. Like, I don't think anyone thought he would become an All-NBA player, in which Shea, people honestly had, like, expectations for him. When he got to Oklahoma, maybe not all NBA, but everyone kind of was saying he was going to be an all-star. Obviously not an all NBA top 10 player, but I think everyone saw the vision with him because he's shown enough flashes. And he was honestly an underrated player at a college too. So I think that's a different scenario there, but.
So, but my thing, I mean, obviously these are all just interesting brain exercise. I mean, it's nothing serious until I guess it gets serious, right? I mean, it's no point in breaking our brains over it. But I am interested to see that clearly these both organizations are reaching crossroads and they're going to have to make hard choices. And I mean, I'm not saying that means the issue for me with Golden State is they just have nothing enticing for you to want to give away something good to them. Like, what can Golden State give you back if you want to help them build a contender? Like, they have nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Wiggins fell off. I mean, you could say Kuminga.
I guess Kuminga.
But Kuminga ain't getting you no player that's going to change anything.
He's not, but he's a good young piece, in my opinion. So, I would say he's probably their only option.
And then the question is, are we trading our best young piece away? Moses Moody, Kuminga is the only two. Pods obviously not been good too, but am I going to trade one of my key young pieces for the future away for like 2-3 more years of maybe we may shake something?
I don't, but I'm going to be real. I think Steph makes the decision for that franchise. Like, I feel like if he doesn't request out or want to go to another city, then I feel like they won't trade him. Just with how kind of power he has over that organization, but
Yeah,
I mean,
if
it's
they
all
go with the thing
hypothetical,
about
though, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on to the Utah Jazz. It is just an interesting question, I thought, with I mean, they got smacked by 46 on national TV at home.
Oh,
But it was the
really?
Golden State, was it last week? They lost 46 to the Pelicans.
I know they lost to the Grizzlies without no John Morant, no Bane,
They
no
did, but
Smart.
that isn't even that's embarrassing. But they lost by 46 to the
Yeah.
Pelicans at home. That kind of shows you what kind of team they are.
They actually did. I don't remember that game.
Yeah, they did. It was the worst loss ever in the Stephen Curry era at home or in the Steve Kerr. I can't remember who it was, but they're like the biggest loss ever. All right. The Utah Jazz, they all of a sudden have surged into the ninth spot in the Western Conference. They're a game out of eighth, and they are 9-1 in their last 10. So they've been magnificent. When everybody
Yeah.
kind of thought they would be at the bottom of the conference, they're once again, and this is a little different than last year, because last year they started quick and quickly fell. But this year, guys have come back healthy, and instead they've really improved their play drastically. How serious are you guys taking Utah? Not obviously in the playoffs, but to at least make the playoffs.
I mean, I'd say like I think it could be a cool playing team, but I wouldn't say
I think
they're.
that I think they're a dangerous playing team. Like they could be, like they could make the plan.
The thing with Utah,
Okay.
though, the two things I think that worked their way,
Yeah.
obviously, like Lowry's an incredible player, but their coaching is like probably like I feel like Will Hardy should get a lot of, if they keep this up, he should get a lot of the Coach of the Year talk because he's a really good coach. They took out Taylor Horton Tucker, and they're like 11-0 in the games that he doesn't play or start. Which is kind of crazy. Kind of tells you how bad that man is. But they put in Chris Dunn in the starting lineup. Chris Dunn's been really good. He's like probably like one of the better perimeter defenders in the NBA, honestly. That
They
was his
call him
billing out
Hulk.
of college too. Y'all remember Chris Dunn out of college? He was like a explosive. Well, he was billed as like an explosive guard that was elite on defense. Only one of that kind of came to fruition, but nah,
Call
he's really good. Who are they starting? John Collins as well. He starts with Lowry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What
and
you
they
said?
start.
What college did he go to?
Yeah, Chris
Providence.
Dunn. Oh,
Chris
okay.
Dunn? Oh yeah. Yeah, he went to Providence. But yeah,
Yeah.
and then Colin Sexton's been amazing the
Yeah,
last
he's been good.
12 games. Yeah.
He's averaging like
So I think that,
24 and 5 right now in his
yeah,
last
like
like
20, he's
two.
had 32.
And Chris Dunn has been magnificent too. I think him and Laurie are plus 12 in like 300 minutes together, which is insane. That's an insane value.
He was a free agent last year. That's crazy. He was on our G League. He was on the Wizards G League roster. Just beat LA though, didn't they? Like a couple
They
games
beat
ago?
LA, yeah.
They
They were
did.
on the second night of a back-to-back. LeBron didn't play though, to be fair. No, and they beat the Pacers by 30, not that long, a
Oh,
couple
okay.
days
And
ago.
they beat the Bucks. And they beat
They beat Milwaukee. They
they
punked
beat
the
another
Bucks.
good team. They beat another good team. They'd be a
Yeah,
good team.
they've had impressive wins, so
They're supposed to face Golden State tonight, but obviously because of the unfortunate situation,
yeah.
it was they play Oklahoma tomorrow though, so that's another top team they get to play and kind of test themselves against. But they've had an insane run. I mean, they're beating the good teams and then they're dominating the bad teams. That's what contenders do right now. That's how good they've been.
It's crazy because Lakers, Warriors, one of them are not making the plane, like possibly. Like, there's a good chance one of them don't make a plan the way they're playing.
Yeah, so they've been starting Collins at center, it looks like. With Chris
Yeah.
Dunn, Collins, Sexton, Simeone. Is that how you say his first name? But Fontecchio essentially and Laurie. That's been their starting five. And obviously
Yeah,
Will
how do you? I
Clarkson,
don't know
Walker
how.
Kessler.
I'm not even gonna
Fontecchio is how
try
you say,
it.
I know how to say his last name, but
Fontecchio,
yeah.
yeah.
And
Yeah,
obviously they have
he's like their. He's a small forward, right? Like, because it's
yeah.
Sexton, Dunn, and then
He's their small
Lowry,
forward.
and okay.
Yeah. And then
Clarkson off
obviously
the bench.
they got Jordan
Clarkson off the bench.
Clarkson and Walker Kessler coming off the bench. So that's a real nice 7-man rotation, and including what's the young kid they drafted? Who plays point guard for them?
Keyonte George.
He hasn't been perfect, but he's shown. I really like what he's shown in
Okay.
the first half of the season in terms of playmaking, generating others' good looks. So I've been impressed. I'm not gonna lie. I know a lot of people wrote them off, including me, for this season. But if guys are keeping it up like this, and they're continue to beat the best teams, I mean, that you gotta take them serious, man. I don't know what else to put it, because they've essentially been playing that contender level lately.
Yeah, I mean, I think a young team with great coaching is always like I feel like they're always gonna be good.
Yeah, Will
Just with that
Hardy's
formula.
amazing. He's, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great coach. I'm surprised he doesn't get a lot more like recognition. I know he's in Utah, so maybe that's probably why, but he's a great coach. Shout out to him.
So I know Switch said they'll be Jalen. Did we get your take? I don't remember. Did you give your take on the Jazz?
He's on the Jazz.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a really good team. I think, I think that they're not going to make the play-in, I don't think. But they're a really good team. They have a good coach. They're young, so I think there's something that they can build around there. But I just don't think that. I mean, actually, hold up. Where are they at in the standings right now? They're
They're
like
nine, one game
ninth,
out
no.
of eighth. They're one game out of eighth. They're
One
nine.
game out of eighth.
If they beat Oklahoma tomorrow, they'll be eighth again.
Actually, okay. I think they made the play in there because the teams behind them right now are what? The Lakers, Rockets, Warriors, Grizzlies. I think the Grizzlies season's over. The Warriors season's pretty much over. The Rockets, they're really middling. It depends. I guess it depends on schedule. The Lakers, I think they're going to make the play in, but I think the Jazz are going to make the play in actually. I was thinking that there was some big team under them that was like really shouldn't be under them or underperforming, but nah, I think they'll make the plan. They're a good team. They're not a great team, but they have the pieces like Lauri, Chris Dunn, Sexton's been great, Collins been great. So I think they have the pieces to make the play in. I don't know about the playoffs, but honestly, in a one game series, anything could really happen. They would have two teams. They'd have to probably beat the Lakers and then one of the Kings and the Suns, but yeah, I think they meant to play in.
All right. That's fair. I mean, I think they make in the playoffs, but I think they could
Yeah,
catch somebody. I think they could. I mean, it's only one game they have to win, so I think they could catch. So depending, obviously, where they end, but
in one
I think they
game,
could
in
catch
one,
somebody off guard. They
maybe.
have the offense. They have their defense. I mean, when you have guys like Collin Sexton, Chris Dunn as your backcourt, you have Walker Kessler. I mean, he doesn't start, but that's something you could throw out there. They got presence, and obviously their offense is seamless. They space beautifully. I mean, their starting five can all shoot. And then obviously off the bench, they space Kessler out very well. I mean, Will Hardy don't just have him standing in the dunker spot. He has him spacing and making active cuts or active off-ball screens. He's always active, so his spacing don't hurt as bad. So I think in a one-game scenario, they could beat up on one of these teams and sneak in. Do I think they win a series? I don't know. I mean, they'd either have to beat Denver, the Clippers, Oklahoma, and Minnesota. I mean, if they're a low end seed, can they do that? I don't think so.
Probably not.
But they do I think they could beat like the King? I mean, Kings right there right now are the example, or the Suns in one game. Maybe. I mean, it's only one game. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I've seen more
Probably
shocking ones, I guess. All righty. Anybody else had any teams they burning passion they had to mention? I mean, that was about it for what I had.
I had no clue the Hawks were this bad. I didn't think they would be this bad. They're not even make the plane, possibly. They're bad.
Yeah, they're 7 games
Yeah,
below 500.
they're behind the Nets.
Like
Or they have the
behind the
same
net.
record as the Nets, but
And what I tell y'all about the Nets, they are so mid.
hey,
Pretty much
surprisingly,
awesome.
the Bulls have been solid recently. We talk about like MIP talks, like Kobe White might be up there. He's been hooping.
We should talk about the most improved player award next podcast. Because there's a lot of candidates for that I think are deserving.
That's true.
Yeah, I would say like Kobe White, Jalen Johnson, Tyrese
White,
Maxey,
yeah, Tyrese Maxey, Tyrese Halliburton, and then
Scotty Barnes.
Scotty Barnes, yeah.
You said who?
Scotty
Scotty
Barnes.
Barnes. Yeah, Scotty Barnes, Sengun. There's just a lot of There's a lot of candidates. I don't know who I think is probably the best out of those.
Fair. I mean, yeah,
Hey,
no,
you know
there's.
what we should do on the pod? We should have like, you know, we should have like player of the week. We should have like dud of the week, a player that's like been asked.
Feel like that's too negative,
Hey,
man. I feel like that's too
why
negative.
not? We do three positive awards. We do like team of the week, player of the week,
I mean, but it's like,
and we
isn't that
do.
kind of messed up to just kind of dunk on somebody like that?
Have no shame, so no.
Well, I know who my dud of the week is this week. Matter
Who?
of fact, this
Who?
season,
Who?
Kyle Anderson.
Oh.
But he's a role player. No one really thinks about Kyle Anderson.
That
Okay, I mean, he's a role player who's causing significant negative impact to the offense. So he
nigga
not
plays 12 minutes a game, bro.
12 minutes. Are you 12 minutes? He plays like 20.
I'm just joking, so I don't know about him. But
You can have
a
him though. You
good
can get
candidate
him
would be
for free.
like,
We'll give him to you for Austin Reeves.
hell
You can say
no.
like Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram's been pretty bad
Oh yeah,
recently.
Brandon Ingram. There you go.
I
I
haven't even
forgot.
looked at numbers enough to think about does, but I could think
He's
about a few names
averaging
next season.
like, his last 20-point game was last year.
That even was terrible.
Yeah, 11 points, 12 points, 9 points, 13, 15, 12, and then 19 points against the Timberwolves was his most efficient game.
He's bad, man.
Not shocking. Every time he plays us, he's in some great. Him and Zion, they always got something for us, but they don't got something for Tim Hardaway and Kyrie.
Hey, Kyrie, talk about someone that's been hooping. He's been hooping.
Nah, Kyrie has been on
He's
here.
been amazing. Even without Luka, they've been winning some games against tough teams.
Yeah,
They beat.
he's been hot.
Who do they beat? They beat a couple of good teams. Who was it? They beat the Pelicans, and then they beat somebody else.
You talking about the Mavericks? Yeah,
Yeah.
they beat the Knicks,
There you go. It was the Knicks.
Timberwolves.
No, Luka played against the Timberwolves. They beat the Knicks and the
Oh, you're talking
Pelicans
about without
without Luka.
Luka. Okay.
Yeah. So they've been. Kyrie's looked amazing. He had what 240 pieces in both of those games. And then Tim Hardaway had 30 against the Knicks, and he had 40 against the Pelicans.
Tim Hardaway, he's coming off the bench, right?
And well, no, he's starting.
He's starting now, but was
He
it
was coming
before he
off
was
the
coming
bench
off the
before
bench?
injury. Yeah, before the injuries, he was coming off the bench.
Okay, I'm saying because he I feel like he's definitely him or Malik Monk are like the leaders of Sixth Man of the Year.
Don't forget about Naz Reid.
Nasri
Okay,
too.
all right.
Well, what do you mean, all right?
No, I like Nasri. He's the power forward. He's like, what is he, 6'9"? You guys play him as a center?
He plays power forward pretty much the whole game.
Oh,
He
but
plays
he's
power
like the
forward.
only, like it's like him and like a bunch of wings, right?
No, and Rudy or Cat. He plays with Rudy or Cat every minute. He doesn't
Oh, he plays
play.
a rooting cat. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because he's like what, 6'9", 6'10", or some
Yeah,
shit.
he's 6'9ish.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
feel like a lot of people think he's a center when he's like kind of.
I mean,
You
I
should
guess
always be a center.
he was a center in college, so I mean, I can't fault people for thinking that, but he's not big enough to be a center.
Yeah, probably not.
I think
What's y'all think about
everybody,
the Kings?
man, that was a pathetic collapse, but I still think they'll be a good playoff team. I mean, are they going to win a first round matchup? I don't know, because right now they're on the lower end, but they're a team that still should scare you. I mean, they have the talent. Their defense though is still
Yeah,
terrible. I mean, but not surprising.
their offense is obviously like going to be elite, but I've always said this about them, like I feel like their defense is like they can't park a parked car, bro. Like that shit is ass. They have like they have this guy. His name's like Sasha. I don't even want to pronounce his last name. He's been pretty solid. He's like he's a good shooter, but
Vazinkov.
Vazinkov, yeah, him. They
Yeah, he
added
a hooper.
him, but aside from him, like they had the same team as last year. So I thought like they should have made a move in the offseason. I
I
mean,
was
I
shocked they
know they
didn't
were
try to get
impacted.
Siakam or OG. That really shocked me
Yeah, I was
though.
about to say they should have got Siakam or OG. I think they benefit more from getting Siakam than what Indiana ultimately
I would have
did,
thought,
but
oh, nah, because I think Siakam's going forwards there better. Because Sabonis ain't spacing the floor like Turner. I
that's
think
true.
OG would have been perfect for them, though.
He's not, but I think I'm talking about from a like King's aspect. I think he I think it would have like lifted their team more so than Indiana
Oh,
right
like their
now. Because
moral.
a lot,
I get that.
like their ceiling just raised higher, more so than Indiana has
Yeah, I get your
with
point.
Siakam.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I think they need to trade.
I mean, they also could use, even though the office elite, they could use another reliable guard, scoring machine guard. You know what I mean?
No,
Because
they need to get
they
another one.
it's really Malik Monk or Fox in the clutch, and then otherwise it's over. I mean, that's their most reliable guys. If they could add one more, it would be really nice. But then again, I guess you're, that means you're going all in with a no defense. Like, that's what you're gonna live with.
Yeah,
Is
I mean, Keegan
Kuzma like
Murray's been
still
good
available?
as
Is
well.
Kuzma still available?
You said what?
Zach
Swish?
Levine? I said, is Kuzma still available?
Oh,
I
Kuzma?
don't know. I mean, ask Hazard.
He is, but our asking price is like 2 first-round picks.
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
So, and I think with Siakam going for 3 first-round picks, I think that's probably not going to change. So,
Right, Kyle Kuzma is nowhere near Siakam, though.
well, here's
Yeah,
the
he's
thing.
not.
Here's the thing. He's not, but the Wizards view him that like he is, and their stats are like identical. He just
Well,
by the
I
eye
guess you could.
test.
Well, shit, you could keep him. I mean, that's what I'll tell him.
I want to trade Kuzma, but not that he's bad, but it's just like kind of serves no purpose for us.
And what was Tweety like earlier saying that the Kings are looking for a strong defender in the dead in the to add to the lineup, like in the deadline. So they're looking to get a defender.
Shit, I don't know who they can get. I mean,
Who would they even get?
I don't even know who would be available.
Exactly.
Best thing to get is like a Josh Hart, maybe. I don't even know.
Oh no, I said, I'm sorry.
I mean, if they want, they can go splash with Kyle Kuz. What's his name in Chicago? Zach LaVine.
Caruso? Caruso?
No. No,
They should
y'all
get
talking about
Caruso,
the
that'd be
Kings,
good.
right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Kings.
Yeah, I'm saying if they
Yeah.
want to go all in with their offense, they can get Zach LaVine.
I
No, but they're looking for a defender. They're looking for a defender in the deadline.
I
I
wouldn't
heard they're
mind
interested in Zach
Levine.
LaVine too. Did they not? Was that not reports out there?
I
So
wouldn't
I
mind
don't know.
Levine with them. I think that would be
That's another
probably one
reliable
the
offensive
one.
machine.
Yeah, that's probably like the one team that actually like, really makes sense for him.
So you're just gonna hope to get 128 a game because you're not stopping a parked car.
I mean, they're not gonna anyway. What's out there that's gonna help him stop a parked car? I guess having
Levine makes
Caruso
her.
would help, but I mean, is he gonna change it from one of the worst defenses to? I guess it would be hard for one guy to change it that much. But I mean, again, in clutch situations like with Siakam, he'll be very valuable. So I could see that. I guess could they try and trade for both of them at the same time? I mean, I don't know. They could try that. Try and get both at the same time.
They need to switch Harrison Barnes. I don't know why they re-signed him or got him back.
They're looking at trading. So, see what happens.
Yeah, you should trade him, and then I would say like,
See, save the interesting trade talks for, in a couple weeks. We don't want to give away all our
all right.
good convos.
They should package Barnes and Kevin Herter, but I don't know who they'll get.
Yeah,
But
good to
see what the market is for them.
maybe look at Jeremy Grant.
Yeah,
That's too much
that's
money.
actually good. That's a good
Yeah,
player. Well,
that's a
isn't what's the contract scene looking like for Herter and Barnes?
I guess combined,
Yeah, I
right?
don't
So
know.
it could add up. It could
It's
add up combined.
combined. Yeah.
Especially if they're more, if they're expiring, then I think Portland would be interested in that. But I mean, anything else or we're good?
Then that covers everything.
Anything burning to say? Okay. All right. I appreciate y'all showing up.
He
We'll
said
be back next
what?
week. In 7 days, the All-Star starters are revealed. So we'll get to
Damn, that
talk
quick?
about, we'll give our All-Star predictions before that happens, obviously. Yes, that
Real.
quick. And we will give our All-Star predictions. I'm sure it'll be some very interesting ballots. And yeah, I'll catch you guys early next week.
Sir.